I'm Jay Munchie. We are on the fly at four.
You're so humble.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you've always known me to be humble, right? We're here at Four Corners. If you come in the main gate and going towards Boeing Plaza and that huge B-52, which looks so cool sitting there.
And like I said at the start, that's one of the benefits to volunteering on the corners here. Although you're working hard, talking with folks and getting people excited about what EAA is going on, you just take a quick glance to your right and you get to see cool stuff like the B-52. Earlier in the week, it was the C-5 Super Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then I got to say, Sunday is also a fun time to volunteer here, the final Sunday. I know final Sundays can be a little slow sometimes just with, you know, a lot of departures and stuff. But when all these exhibitors start lining up their airplanes after the afternoon air show, it's a hoot to watch them all kind of race out to the plaza to blast out of here. So just a bustling corner, that's for sure.
And you're David Lighting. You're the program manager of Young Eagles here at EAA, which is a hugely successful program. 2.5 million is a huge number.
It is. It is. And I've been telling everybody, do not become numb to those numbers because, you know, 1 million is a big deal. 2 million is a big deal. 2.5 is a big deal. And the numbers are important because it allows us to celebrate and reflect on everything that's happened to get us to that point. But more important than that number is the impact that we get to have on these kids and on these families. The 2.5 millionth young eagle that flew Wednesday with Jimmy Graham right before the afternoon air show, she's amazing. She's a little 10-year-old Spitfire. She has already flown before. This wasn't her first flight, but she's already volunteering with her local chapter. She's helping with the Teen Build project that they have going on. And she's got two sisters, and the two sisters and her mother joined all of us at our Young Eagles banquet on Tuesday evening. And we raffled off a flight with Jimmy Graham for some of the volunteers.
Oh, cool.
And I pulled the ticket number, and I read the number, and I looked up. And Hazel Schaefer, the gal who did the Young Eagles flight, her mom stood up and said, "That's me." And I thought, there is no way mom is also going to fly with Jimmy. So she came up on stage and she said, "I always tell people mom never gets to fly, but now mom gets to fly." And she said, "Before I get off the stage," she said, "I just have to tell everybody in this room, it is volunteers, it is chapters, it is people like you that have completely changed the outlook on my and my daughter's lives." She goes, "If it wasn't for you bringing us out to the local airport, bringing us through the fence and welcoming us," she goes, "I don't know what the future would have in store for my kids." Very emotionally. And she said, "So to all of you, you play such an important role in making people feel welcome." So with that,
we come to AirVenture every year and we see all these people and all of our friends, but the grassroots of EAA is truly at the chapter level.
It is. They are the ones that really make everything happen for EAA. They are the best of the best. They're the ones showing up early to volunteer here in Oshkosh in the lead up to convention. So to talk a little bit about our chapter network and what's going on in that world is one of our relatively new EAA staff members. This is her first year wearing the blue shirt on the staff side, and that is Grace Jakober of our chapters team. Grace, welcome.
Thank you so much for letting me join you guys up here.
So chapters, I know, is something that is incredibly near and dear to your heart. And one of the things that I've appreciated since you've come on staff is you haven't, lost that kind of I don't want to say the wonder for the chapters, but the uniqueness of every single chapter and what they represent. Can you just talk a little bit about how chapters played into your aviation life prior to coming here to Oshkosh and what that meant to you out in the field?
So chapters, for me, have been a huge part of my career coming here to work at Oshkosh. When I was attending AirVenture last year, AirVenture 2025, my president of my local chapter, 234, located in Traverse City, Michigan, came over to me and said, "You have to come by the chapter's Blue Barn." So I wandered over one day and he said, "I have somebody that you need to meet." And that was John Egan, our chapter's senior manager. And he said that there was going to be a position coming available. My predecessor was going to leave to have a baby and she was going to become a full-time mom. So they knew that they were going to have to bring somebody in to help with the workload in chapters. And I sat down and I had a really healthy conversation about how much I appreciate our communities and what chapters have to offer and how much my chapter has impacted me over the last 7 years. And within 2 months, I was moving over here to Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. That's a cool story.
It is.
And very relevant.
Very relevant. And yeah. you know, Grace, I think one of the other things, you just did a forum this week at the Blue Barn. It was about, what was it, the Chapter Legacy Forum?
Preserving Chapters Legacy, yes. So chapters have been around since 1954. Chapter number one was over in Riverside, California, as we all know.
Flay
very,
Bob.
Very prominent,
yep.
Yes. And after that, we just had so many chapters starting to join this big experimental aircraft movement. And now it has grown so much, and chapters provide so much more than just experimental home building advice and expertise. Now we have so many amazing youth programs that we've introduced, as well as other pilot proficiency programs. There's just a wonderful way to cultivate a great aviation community.
And let's not forget the social aspect, because that's huge.
Absolutely. I mean, we do a chapter survey every year, and one of the questions we ask is, why did you join your EAA chapter? Without a doubt, the vast majority always say for the camaraderie.
Yeah.
You know, it's what sets EAA apart from every other alphabet organization is we can create that sense of community at a local airport unlike anybody else. And that's not knocking the amazing work that those other organizations do, but that is what is uniquely EAA, is that, you know, that local arm. One of the things you and Grace just mentioned, Jeff, and we talked about this a little bit before, was some of the programs that chapters do. And we were talking about one off air, and you said, wow, I hadn't even heard of that one before. And that was our IMC and VMC club programs, Grace. So we're in the Learn to Fly Center. Here, we're teaching people how to get their start in flight training. We want to set them on a successful journey. We hope that a year or two from now, they come back and visit us at Oshkosh with a pilot certificate in hand. Once they have that pilot certificate in hand, can you touch on some of these pilot proficiency programs that chapters offer to keep them engaged at that local level and make them safer pilots?
So some chapters will offer a program called the IMC or the VMC Club, and some of them offer both programs. Their intention is to bring the discussion of pilot proficiency down to a chapter level and try to improve safety locally at a local airfield where the community might be operating out of. A couple of these programs are really wonderful for people still looking to get their foot in the door with aviation. And I remember my first time at a chapter meeting was with Chapter 234, was through an IMC club where we were learning about instrument conditions. I believe the topic was about flying approaches down to minimums. And I got to go into this meeting. I was still working on my instrument rating at the time, and I got to listen to pilots actually just talk. It was not a lesson. It was not anything that I had to answer a yes-no question and be right or wrong. I just got to listen to how actual pilots talk about instrument flying. And I felt like that was a wonderful experience for me to learn from. So as I went on to get my instrument rating, I like to still contribute my expertise in flying and instrument conditions now back into my IMC club and have that discussion at a very local chapter level.
Yeah, and I think one of the neat things about these scenarios, Grace, is there's not necessarily a right or a wrong answer, like you said. It's, as Jeff put it, scenario-based training where you get to talk through all of these different variables that are at play. And sometimes you don't know every single variable either in the way that it's presented. And I also think that can be beneficial because then it opens up the discussion, well, if this is the case, then my decision-making tree would be this. But if this is the case, then I'm probably going to do this. And I think that just naturally opens up, you know, so much more worthwhile discussion. So.
And David, I know that we are very hard workers in the chapter's office, but sometimes we get on a little side segue and we start talking about pilot proficiency between you and I during a workday, when we really should be taking it down to our local chapter's IMC or VMC clubs and using that as fuel to discuss anything that we find pertinent to our flying experience.
Well, and Daniel has left us, but one thing that we didn't talk about that it sounds like is in her purview is how valuable the program is that chapters do to bring their young members to the Air Academy.
Yes, absolutely. So the Air Academy, for those that are unfamiliar, is our aviation summer camp for youth. It's broken up into a couple of different age ranges. But I look at the kids that go over there, and I always think to myself, man, if I could have come and spent a week in Oshkosh as a 12-year-old. No, I never had the opportunity.
Well, you had the opportunity to be here anyway.
Yeah, I was here for convention every year anyways. Yeah. But that's a program where chapters will sponsor youth and pay for their camp tuition and their travel fees to come spend, you know, 5 to 6 days staying in a beautiful lodge over at Pioneer Airport. And they get to spend 6 days in aviation heaven. You know, they get to jump on some really cool flight simulators. They get to do some hands-on workshop activities. They get to take a discovery flight lesson with one of their instructors. Some go up in the Bell 47. So there's all sorts of things that they're doing over at that lodge. But I should also note that Lodge is also used year-round. A lot of people don't know that. We don't just use it for the youth academy over there. One of the areas that Grace has gotten really involved in since she's been on staff is our chapter leadership academies. Grace, can you just talk about those sessions and, you know, how else we try to leverage our home here in Oshkosh for our members?
Yeah, we try to offer a lot of tools and resources to our almost 900 chapters that we have located all around the U.S. and even some international. We invite three times a year, October, January, and April, chapter members to come to Oshkosh to stay in the Air Academy and join us for a day and a half to learn all about the tools and all of the resources that we are always working very hard to improve upon and continue to offer to our chapters so that they can go home and help their communities better.
That's pretty cool, like a chapter workshop.
It is. It's kind of like a, it's almost like a fantasy camp for adults. So
it's
they,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, they spend, you know, 16 hour, or not 16, about 12 hours, you know, learning in sessions, but then they get an after hour museums tour. I keep kind of calling out all the cool things Grace is doing. Can you talk about the new activity? I know we're short, we don't have a ton of time, but the new activity you introduced to that event this year?
We got on a really cold weekend, our Leadership Academy in January, and so we needed something to do to keep everybody indoors and stay warm. And so David and I got together, and the rest of our team conjured up a bunch of fun trivia, and we ended up doing a EAA Jeopardy. And
yeah,
it was a
cool.
wonderful way to just create fun. A great environment on the first night, on the first Friday, right after the arrival, for everybody to get to know each other.
Well, welcome to the staff of EAA, Grace.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us on EAA Radio today. And tomorrow, on the fly, we're going to the brand new Vertical Lift Center. And there's some cool stuff over there, too. And that's new this year. So.
Well, Jeff, I just want to say thanks again for taking time out of your week. I know there's 1,000 cool places you can be on the EAA grounds. So every year when you reach out and you want to coordinate something with me, it means a lot to me because, you know, in the sea of cool airplanes and exhibitors, it can be easy to forget everything else EAA is doing year-round. So we love to highlight that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for hosting us in your lovely center here. The Learn to Fly Center. Check it out if you haven't already. JMOG on the fly tomorrow once again at Vertical Lift. Have a great afternoon at Oshkosh. You're listening to EAA Radio.